all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, a friend of mine from Memphis, Fox Sports Southeast. You see him with the guys, man, Pete, Brevin, Rob, and Verno, my man, Philip Dean. Phil, man, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, Boss Man. It's good to see you, man, even though we're kind of doing this virtually, but, man, it's good to hear from you, man.
Yes, indeed, Phil. We've came so far from our 730 days, haven't we?
We've come a long way, man. It's crazy.
Yes, indeed. Man, I was cheering for you guys so much. You know, the Memphis Grizzlies are my second team behind the Hawks. I love you guys, man. And I know the bubble was hard for them, but I do feel like, you know, gritting that game against OKC and getting the game against the Bucks and Bud, man, they had a great opportunity. And even though Portland was red hot, gave them boys all they could handle, Phil. I'd be very happy with how the Grizz performed in the bubble at the end, even though it was a rough go, they still gave it their all.
Yeah, it's the way that the season ended for them, it kind of gave them, you felt hope with this organization that, like, everyone could see on a national television that, like, oh, this team's going to be really interesting for the next couple of years to come. I mean, if you had Jaren healthy, if you had Justice Winslow healthy, if you had Tyus Jones healthy, I mean, they could be this could have been the team facing the Lakers right now in the playoffs right now. But I try not to play the what ifs, but it's just you try to look forward now, hoping the future looks bright. And this team is really going to be so fun to watch. And the Grizzlies haven't really had a superstar. I mean, I know the core four with Mike, Mark, Zach, and Tony, they were like Memphis icons.
Most definitely. Like
John Morant is a legit superstar already as a rookie. I mean, he's a human highlight reel. I mean, people are going to want to watch him. And there are going to be people looking to find him on League Pass. And it's just – you've never had that before with this team. And now it's just – it gives you hope that something promising is going to go well in the future.
You kind of read my mind, Phil, because it was a clean break from the core four for last season to now John Morant. Like, you have Jaren Jackson there. You have John Morant, two cornerstones that was kind of playing the Mike and Mark Gasol role. You have a Brandon Clark to play that Tony Alonzebo role. And you got other Dylan Brooks there. So you have another core four, but they're young and spry. And I feel like they have more potential because of the John Morant factor. That guy's just a baller. He's going to bring it no matter what. He's exciting. He's electrifying. And I feel like, man, you guys are set up great for the future going forward in Memphis. The fans for him should be very happy. And his fans, will be filled again to the rafters with Grizz fans cheering those guys on, man. They'll be great for years to come.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the team follows his lead. I mean, when Ja gets cooking, everybody else gets rolling. I mean, you see big performances from Dylan Brooks. I mean, Grayson Allen has come out of nowhere in the bubble. I mean, the performances he had in the bubble were astounding. He's another role player for this team in the future. And so it just all – when Ja gets rolling, the rest of the team gets rolling. It feels so good to, like, actually, like, you get excited to watch a game considering the past couple of years you're just having to just, like, oh, gosh, please don't get blown out by 20 again. Please don't get blown out. But now you're like, excited to see what's happening with Ja, and you're like, oh, what's he going to do tonight? What's he going to do tonight? And I'm sure that's how it is with the Hawks. You're just want to see what happens with Trae Young does each game.
Most definitely, man. And you know what? That pick you guys have conveyed to Boston, be happy by it this year because you can take it. Because we have a stud here in Memphis already in Ja Morant. We got other guys we got grooming. And one thing I can say about Coach Jenkins coming from Bud's system is that player development is very paramount and key. And those young players will develop and get better. That's what I can say about Budenholzer and Taylor Jenkins. They make guys better with the player development program they have and the way they go attack it. So, seeing that for last year, how have you been impressed how Taylor goes about developing the young guys and what he'll do for those guys in their careers going forward?
I have so much respect for Taylor Jenkins for what he's done to this organization on and off the court. I mean, for the way he's been able to keep this young core together, build this core and keep them motivated. And the players love playing for him. They want to work hard for him. And for all the stuff he's been doing off the court as well, for the community, it's just – I'm supremely happy that this is the Memphis Grizzlies head coach. And I think when you get guys like Magic Johnson saying he should be the coach of the year, that's a big compliment. And I feel like he will be considered to be a head coach of the year for many years to come.
Oh, yes, man. I knew Taylor had talent in Atlanta. I knew he had talent, Phil. I knew he could do a great job. And, you know, getting the head coaching gig, man, you know, I knew he would do well for you guys. And I'm happy that he's a guy that can mess with Ja Morant because he is the right temperament to coach Ja Morant. Because he's like, I don't get too high, not get too low. He's going to just keep it real with you. That's what a guy wants in a coach. He doesn't want a coach that's trying to make it about himself and be the show. Just tell me how to get better. And Ja wants to get better. I know Ja's college coach, Matt McMahon from Murray State. Same thing. Same kind of temperament. Just wanted you to get better and tell you how it is. And I feel like Memphis, man, the ping pong balls were so good to you all last year, man, and getting this kid, you know, he has set you up for the future. Big time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I still can't believe that they got him. And but Taylor Jenkins said, or not Taylor Jenkins, Zach Kleiman today said that he's still shocked that they got Brandon Clark at 21. To get a talent like that at 21, and he said, "Why is Brandon Clark not a finalist for Rookie of the Year?" I mean, and he was like, "No disrespect to Ja, but Brandon's played a lot more games, and he's worked really hard to get that opportunity." And with this upcoming draft lottery, I mean, you really don't. I mean, there's a 0.05% chance the Grizzlies will get a top three pick, top four pick, like that. So I think the mood right now is everyone's kind of just expecting Boston's going to get the pick this year finally, and we can move on from that. So, and everyone's fine with that because the draft class really isn't that exciting this year as it has been in previous years. So you just kind of waiting and see what happens next.
They're telling me the Hawks tank for nothing again this year.
You might get James Wiseman. You might get Precious Achiuwa from Memphis. One of those guys. I would love to see. I think James Wiseman would be a good fit for the Hawks. I think if they can get to him, that'd be a great way to get. He'd be perfect for the Hawks.
Yeah, I live through you guys, man, because I don't see too many wins here. So I just live through the Grizzlies. I just live through you all, man, because I don't see many wins around here. I see losses every night. Like, you used to deal with the same thing I deal with every night. So I'm hoping for wins. Well, I know losses are better, but it's hard to cover a loss every night. It just is.
I feel your pain. I've been there. I completely understand. I've been through those games with you, man. I can totally understand. I'm really hoping the Hawks can really turn it around. I mean, because you've got such a great star in Trae Young. You just got to find the – and I really like Lloyd Pierce as a head coach. I think he's a perfect guy for that organization. And you got to find the right guys around – go around Trae Young and keep him happy there, because you don't want to have him leave and go to a bigger market. I think it would just kill that franchise if a guy like that left. So you just got to build some great talent around him and find some real talent in the free agency.
Now, Phil, for you guys offseason season-wise, what moves you see the team making? You have a great core four or some supporting cast with JV. Yoz Valanciunas was playing out of his mind. I mean, and that contract they got him on, great contract for Jonas Valanciunas there for 3 years, $45 million. So what are moves y'all looking to make this offseason to kind of make the team better around Ja and then the core four there?
I think one of the key things that they need to be looking for is a wing. I think they need to look for a veteran wing, someone with a veteran leadership that has playoff experience, you need a shooter. You need a straight up shooter a grab and go shooter. But I feel like you've got all the right young talent around you. Now you got to pick up veterans that can go and talk to, you know, it's kind of, they need a guys that like, what they had earlier in their season with Jay Crowder and Solomon Hill. Because when guys like Jaren and Ja would get down, they would just, hey, just grab them by the arm and just say, hey, we're still in this. Get your head up. Those guys were so important to them to help them throughout the season. I was devastated when they traded them, because I was just like, well, man, there goes their veteran leadership. You hope that they can have someone that can help them for the rest of the season. And I feel like you needed that in the bubble. So I feel like you've got to get a veteran type of guy that could shoot the ball, a wing to help them. So I'm hoping they can find someone during free agency, depending on how much they can spend with their limited cap space that they have.
And we don't know what the Cavs are going to be, because I know the Hawks are projected to have about 770 million cap space. That ain't going to happen no more because of the, you know, the restart here. So I have no idea what the Hawks cap looks like, because we don't know what the cap's going to be because of what happened. So I know Memphis was good with the cap for us bringing in contracts wise, but yeah, you're right, man. A shooter would be great on that team, man, because you guys can really venture in some shooting to 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
Robert Covington from Tennessee State, my alma mater, might be a good guy for agent.
I've always liked Robert Covington, yeah.
He might be a good guy, might be able to come back to Memphis, Tennessee, and play in Tennessee again once more and avoid the nice income taxes elsewhere. Tennessee has that going for itself, because don't feel single guy like the boss man, 7% income tax, man, not fun. Not fun at all, man. I don't like that too much, buddy. You know what, man? I'm just happy for you guys, man. And just talk about JV, man, because, you know, in Toronto, those guys kind of made him scapegoat to a degree. Getting rid of him, kind of sending him on his way, man. How's he been for City of Memphis and been in the locker room and around that community, man? I feel like the guy's been doing very well. He's dominating the post. He's loving what he's doing. I see the joy in his face, man. Like, happy he was in Toronto for sure.
It seems like he's having fun. I mean, he really loves being around this team and this core, and he sees the future of what this team can do, and I think he wants to be a part of it. And, I mean, he obviously wants to be part of it. I mean, when he signed that extension, and it seems just like he knows his role, and he knows that, look, if they're having struggle offensively, just like Zach Randolph would say, you know, just throw it to me. I can get in the bucket quickly. So I feel like they should appreciate more, because he helps out so many ways of just, if you're down in a 18-point deficit, like, I would just keep throwing it to him, just find a way to get him points, and that can help bring momentum. And they did that a few times in the bubble. So I feel like he is perfect for this team. That he's got veteran leadership, and he can shoot three ball as well if he wants to. And it's just he's the perfect type of center for Taylor Jenkins to have with the core around him with John Jaren.
Most definitely. And you know, I will say, man, I love the jerseys, man. I know those teal Vancouver jerseys, man. I love them. You should wear them every night. I know that's not thing they should do, but wear them every night, or go back to it. Just put Memphis up there or something. You know?
They're great. Know. Every time they wore them during the bubble, I was just like, man, that should be their permanent uniform. I mean, it's just so – it just blends in so well.
Especially when they had played Toronto, where they had on their whites and the Grizz had on their teal, man. That was amazing. Took me back to my childhood there.
Right. Brought back so many memories of just 96, 97 basketball.
Can you believe it, man? We're in our 30s now, man. It makes us feel old. Can you believe it? Because I'm like, man, it was like I was amazed by it, Phil. It really was, man. I really enjoyed it, man. I did. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Phil. I feel like both of our teams here in Atlanta and Memphis, we have bright futures. You got a little ahead of us, man, but I feel like it's going to be a battle in the South here between Memphis and Atlanta and Charlotte. We don't know what they're going to do at all, Charlotte. We can't talk about them. We don't know what they lost. But I feel like in Atlanta and Memphis, the next 5 years, man, we have something brewing here for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, you just see, I mean, like, they've got true superstars. Each franchise has a true superstar. I mean, for Trae Young to be starting in the All-Star game in his second year in the NBA, I mean, he's going to hold that spot. He's going to be a starter for the All-Star game for as long as he wants. And you hope to see Ja, hopefully Jaren, guys like that will make it to the All-Star game. I mean, if Ja Morant isn't in the All-Star game within the next 2 years, I'll be shocked. I mean, he's perfect for the NBA All-Star game. I mean, Atlanta and Memphis have just really got something going. And hopefully, maybe in years, We could see an NBA Finals between Memphis versus Atlanta. I mean, it would be electric if that would happen.
Yes, indeed. You know, now Phil, I'm nervous because the clock is ticking for me. You know how what happened with guys like Trae Young. I fear in 5 years, we don't got nothing going on in Atlanta, he'll be gone. He'll be looking elsewhere. Now, I feel like Ja will be a Memphis Grizzly for as long as he wants to be. But I feel like Trae's mindset's more of, hey, if I don't see it my way, I'm out of here. So I worry about that. That if we ain't succeeding in the next 5 years and got something tangible going here, we could be back at rock bottom again if he decides to say, I'm out of here, like Anthony Davis did and LeBron did, other guys have done it before him.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that he signed with Clutch Sports not too long ago.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So you better – that's a signal to the Atlanta front office of, like, you better start putting some real guy, some real players around Trae, or he'll – I can send him to – LA really quickly. So again, just back to what I said earlier, you've got to build the right talent around Trae to keep him happy, and you got to start winning. If not, he's just he'll be on the West Coast soon.
And I feel bad for Lloyd Pierce. One more year guaranteed on his deal next year, and if I feared it was going to happen, him will happen to Mark Jackson and other coaches, where they get the team foundation set, take all the L's. Then you're firing for the guy that's going to take the talent and run with it. So
yeah.
I fear that's going to happen to Lloyd Pierce. I don't want to have – I love LP, but I just see the tea leaves kind of going that direction because I know they want to try to keep Trae Young and they'll sacrifice Lloyd Pierce to get it done.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of – Trae would kind of have that stroke of just like if he wants Lloyd to stay, he could let him stay. If he doesn't – he feels like they can need to get a better coach, he can go get a better coach. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I could totally see that with Lloyd Pierce. He finally gets the foundations of what he wants the Atlanta Hawks to be, and as soon as he does, they let him go and they get another coach, and he makes it 10 times better.
Yeah. So I miss prayer for that doesn't happen, but I can see it feel. We got excitement here to look forward to, man. I know our quarantine is not fun right now, but hey, we have some to look forward to. Whatever basketball starts again for us, we have some to look forward to because I feel like the Hawks will be better, and hopefully, I really can play the playoffs hopefully next year. I know you all probably be competing for it. I hope we make it. So I think we got something brewing for good on Fox Sports South, East and Fox Sports South, man. We're going to have a lot of fun next year for sure.
Absolutely. I can't wait for the season. I can't wait for the season to start back. It's crazy. I mean, we got the draft lottery coming up, and then the NBA Finals will be coming up soon, and then back to the draft and free agency. It feels good to finally have basketball back again. It's weird right now in the situation we're in, but I feel like hopefully things can slowly start to become normal again.
Phil, thank you for your time, buddy. I was going to spend time with you, man, and please be safe, man. I'll be looking forward to talking to you down the road, my friend.
Anytime, boss man. Stay safe, my man.
All right, folks. It's Phil Dean here on the Boss Man Show.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.